parents were the first people to put me on to every like everything, whether it was like clothes or music and stuff. Garlo is like, he's sick. He just does his own thing, you know. He doesn't really even do features, and that's like, I just see that kind of like me. Like I have three projects, I don't have a feature on any of them, you know. Trying to drop Killstreak before my Boy Wonder album release, because I'm doing a collab album with Boy Wonder. So that's going to be coming after Killstreak. So this is just something to hold the fans over, you know, for them to take in, enjoy. I fuck with a lot of UK artists. Fredo, I listen to a lot of Fredo. Digga D. Yeah, there's bare artists over there. I've been listening to the UK scene from like early, like from the 6-7 days, like.
Hey, yo, yo, yo. So listen, let's get straight into this. This is the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. With me today, I've got my guy, Killy. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
All right. So where you at right now?
Right now, I'm in Canada. I'm on the West Coast. So I'm in Vancouver right now. I just came out here to record music and stuff.
Right. Okay. So, like... So you're in Canada right now recording, right?
Yeah.
So what's it like in that part of Canada? Because all we know is about Toronto, like the rest of the world. Like Toronto is obviously on the map right now. So
yeah,
like, what's Vancouver like?
Vancouver is a vibe. Like, you know, it's the West Coast, right? So it's as far west as you can go in Canada. So it's not like LA, but if it was compared, it would be like Toronto would be more like New York, and then Vancouver would be like the LA of Canada, you know? So it's more like kickback, like oceans, you know, mountains. It's a nice vibe. I like to come out here and record it and all that.
Okay. And then what was it like growing up in Toronto? Like, what was it like in terms of just the lifestyle and everything?
Fuck, like, I mean, I enjoyed my time in Toronto, but there's like... What do you mean, like, specifically, like, music or just...
Whatever. Like, I mean, yeah. I just want to get, like, an understanding just, like, of what it was. Like, I'm from the UK. I know, what that US lifestyle is like and everything else. But, yeah, for yourself, like, just from the perspective of Toronto.
Well, Toronto's a cool city for the fact that, like, it's a cesspool of culture. It's kind of similar to London a little bit, like... There's a lot of different cultures in Toronto, you know? So when I was living in Toronto, I was like immersed into, I had every type of friend, like from nationality wise, you know? So it's just, it's a good city. Like it's a good city to like, I guess the music scene's bubbling now, right? So I don't know. It's a good city to like make music in, I guess.
Okay. How do you get your first introductions to hip hop? Like, where did you first hear it, or like, who was it that showed you about it?
My dukes, they're young, right? And so they had me when they're 20. So all the music they're playing was more like 90s hip hop and stuff, or reggae, like jazz, a lot of soul music. So my dukes were the first people. My parents were the first people to put me on. Put me on to every like everything, whether it was like clothes or music and stuff. Okay. Yeah.
So who is the rapper that stood out to you the most? Like, who was it that really like caught your ear when you was coming through as a youth?
When I was super young, it was Kanye for sure. Had to be. But like as I grew older, you know, you start to get like widen your horizons more and stuff, and then when I was a teenager, that's when I started kind of taking it super serious, right? So obviously I'm from Toronto, like Drake, The Weeknd, they're a big influence coming up for sure. And yeah.
All right. So what would you say your favorite Kanye project is?
Holy, that's a tough one, brother. I like 808s and Heartbreak, because, you know, I make music with auto-tune and stuff. So that's what, like, inspired me to make make music with autotune. Everyone uses autotune, but at the time, autotune was a very like not everyone used it, So that's what inspired me to do like that type of style of music, I guess.
Okay. So you're from Toronto, like you got a very, very sick style, and you've come through at a time when, the barriers are down more than ever. But I just want to know, like, for you coming up as an artist, like, what was that grind like? And then trying to break out of just being seen as a Canadian artist or just an artist from Toronto? Because I look at you more like as a global artist. I don't think, oh yeah, that's that guy from Toronto.
I mean, when I was popping off, first popping off, four years ago, Toronto was a completely different, the progress we made as a city within the past 4 years has been immense. You know what I'm saying? So there wasn't really anyone popping out of Toronto that wasn't the big dogs like OVO or EXO. Really, I can't even remember. Maybe Tory Lanez was starting to bubble up and stuff, but everyone else was just OVO or EXO. So it felt like at first it was like felt like hard, I guess, to find like a lane and stuff. But I guess like an advantage was all those like OVO, the EXO guys, they're like older than me, right? I was 19, 18, so there's like a massive lane, I guess, for like the youth within the city, So I just started throwing parties, doing all that, like basically carved out my own space for myself and my peoples within the city.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, what Drake's done is phenomenal. Like, he's like,
he's
I
the
don't,
goal.
yeah, and it's like, what, like I caught some of Michael Jackson when I was a kid. I seen like when he was, at his peak or something when I was a kid. But there's levels to like superstardom, and there's icons, and he's definitely an icon. And is dope. He's done so much for the UK, and obviously he's done so much for Toronto and Canada. But is it like, can that ever, does that ever become like a challenge in itself, because you're trying to emerge outside of that? Because it's like, it's so big, and it's so like, yeah, I'm from Toronto as well. Did you ever find it was like you had to go that extra mile to like separate yourself from what was going on? Or like, was that, you didn't really see it like that?
No, I didn't really see it like that. If anything, I feel like the like stuff people like Drake and open more doors for like people like me to come in after, coming out of Canada, let alone like Toronto, like all of Canada. There's no artist that really came from Canada like Too Tough, especially in hip hop. It doesn't even like 7, 8 years ago, that didn't really even go together too much, like people would laugh. But now I feel like it's more common. Like it's a flex, really. If I tell people I'm from Toronto and I'm in the States or I'm overseas, people are like, "Yo, that's fire," So I feel like, Drake and the big icons from our city really allowed like people, the younger artists and stuff, to come up and bubble up and have a space to capitalize.
Okay. Like, one of your breakout joints was Kilimanjaro. Like, how did that, how did that come about? Like, how did that come about, and when did you know, like, okay, this is gonna put me on the map?
Yeah, that was my first song, my first music video. So like I just spent bare time like recording music, I guess, behind the scenes, right? And then I guess I just recorded the video or whatever, and I held on to it for like maybe half a year, and then I dropped it. But I had a feeling that it would, I didn't know it would maybe like do as much as it did, but I knew it would definitely like go up, you know? So yeah, more of like a person that just tries to do more, say less, you know? So I've been rapping from like when I was young, but I never really dropped no tracks. So I was just waiting to like perfect my craft until I dropped something. And then I dropped that one as my first video, and it instantly, you know, went up.
Okay. What's your heritage, for like people who may not know?
Oh, my dad's from Barbados and my mom's from the Philippines. So
wow, that's crazy.
Well, they're both born in Toronto, but my grandparents are.
Right. That's dope. That must give you like a totally different perspective on music, right? Like,
for sure. Like, yeah, for sure. And then just being in Canada too. Like, I went to French school, so like just very different, like, cultures and languages and everyone, you know, it helps, like, I guess it's built me as an artist as a whole, you know.
That's dope.
Yeah,
so you got a new project that's dropped, Killstreak 2. Like, what was the difference from going in to make that as opposed to your previous project, like Surrender Your Soul?
Yeah, okay, well, this one is like a, like, Surrender Your Soul is my debut project. This one is an EP. So, well, Killstreak is like, I had a lot of songs and a lot of good tracks that from the Surrender Your Soul times, and then even after that, never even got to see the day of light, right? So I threw in like some old ones that are hard, and then I added new ones, and boom, I was just trying to make Killstreak, trying to drop Killstreak before my Boy Wonder album release, because I'm doing a collab album with Boy Wonder. So that's going to be coming after Killstreak. So this is just something to hold the fans over, you know, for them to take in, enjoy until the Boy Wonder album.
Yo, the way you just say that so casually, like, yeah, the Boy Wonder album. That's a big flex. That's a crazy, crazy flex.
Trust me. It is, like, it's a blessing, honestly. Like, that's my dog now, you know. He was one of the first people to ever reach out, show me love. Like, I swear he DM'd me, like you're talking about Kilimanjaro when I dropped it. Like, he DM'd me right, like, 3 days after I dropped it, like, 10,000 views, you know. Like, he's been supporting me from the beginning. So it's just crazy to see it come full circle, you know. Like, me and him are collabing on a project. I don't even think he's really done that with an artist before. So it's going to be fire. Send me sick.
How did that come about? Like, what was that conversation like? Was it you initiating it, or was it Boy Wonder? Like how?
It was just been from, I think Wonder's been trying to find like an artist probably from the city that he feels like that he believes in, you know. And from the first, like I said, from the first song I dropped, like, he was supporting me and showing love. So it just came about naturally. I don't even remember really having a conversation about it. I just kept recording tracks, and then next thing you know, I have enough tracks for a project, and now we're doing a project. But what was supposed to happen was, before COVID, me and him were gonna do it in like 2 or 3 weeks, and just get rent out a studio for 3 weeks in LA, live together, do all that. But then COVID happened the week of, like, we're supposed to start all that, so it pushed everything back. So then we're trying to figure out how to get it out, like, and get people in the studio, like, when it was through quarantine, right? So yeah, now it's coming to fruition for real, even though it's a year later. But it's gonna be good. I'm for that.
Okay, so, yo, sorry, I gotta know, man. So have you started recording, or are you about to start recording?
No. We're almost, like, it's coming to a complete, like, finish right now. So it's good, you know. I have most of the songs done for it. Just trying to secure a couple more features, and then, yeah. It's going to be crazy, fam.
Yo, Killy, like, I'm sorry. I'm finding it hard to process. You're just too chilled about it. Like, he's one of the greatest producers, and you're just dropping this on me, like, yeah, you know, we're just trying to do the features, and da 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 da. Like,
yeah, fam, look, it's you know, for me, I've been working on it, you know, so I guess like the shock for me isn't there as much because, you know, that's my dog for real now. So yeah, I'm just excited to get it out, fam. Fuck.
Right. That's dope.
Yeah.
The last time we caught up was at the show in London. That was insane, yeah. Right? That was like,
yeah, that was 2018, right?
Yeah. Crowd was crazy. Like,
yeah, always has to be. London's always crazy. Like, London is always crazy. I rate London. London is fire. Every time I've gone there a lot, maybe 4 or 5 times. Like, always crazy. Same with Manchester. I did a show in Manchester too. That was fire.
So, on this new project, like, I see you done the remix for Scarlord. Like, what made you want to draw for Scarlord?
Yeah, yeah. Because Scarlord is, like, he's sick. Like, he just does his own thing, you know? He doesn't really even do features. And that's, like, I just see that kind of, like, something me, like, kind of like me. Like, I have 3 projects. I don't have a feature on any of them, you know? So, like, his come up is very similar to mine in a way where it's just, like, us creating our own space, like, within where we're from, you know, and just building our whole like own fan base, like apart from everyone, you know, just so it's sick to link up and give the fans like something like that, because he doesn't really do features, I don't really do features, but it just felt natural. And I met him at a festival when I was over there in Europe, so it just came together pretty natural.
Right. Yeah. He's crazy. His live show is insane. Like,
yeah, I know. And that's why, like, mine is too, like, you know, I just seen bare similarities between me and Scarlord, and I just rate his what he's doing, so I had to make sure, you know, get a track, lock in a track on him.
Right. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. So, yo, the artwork for your projects, it's crazy. Where's the inspiration come for that?
Well, lately it's been, yeah, the artist, No Paradigms, he goes crazy, bro. Like, it's sick working with him, because he can just, I tell him what exactly, like, how to do it, and then the way he turns it into what it is, it's just, it's fire, you know. A lot of these artists, they don't know that, they don't have the vision, you know. Like, I'll be working with them, they don't have the vision, but this guy, he's sick. So the past couple ones have been from Dante's Inferno. I don't know if you know about the book.
Yeah.
So basically I was looking through like a really old copy, like a 90-year-old copy, and I was just looking through the illustrations of it, and I was like, yo, these are hard or whatever. And I like the book too. There's also a video game I played when I was younger and shit. So boom, when I seen all the illustrations, I just thought, like, it'd be sick to turn them into my own, like, my own style art, I guess. And then we've been doing like NFTs, releasing a lot of those arts and stuff. I know a lot of mans are on the crypto NFTs and stuff, so yeah, that's where the inspiration comes from. So
okay,
you may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
See what you're saying, like, the no features thing. Like,
yeah.
Is that, do you feel like that's more important to do that so you define who you are, or are you just on some fuck everybody else shit?
Fuck. Well, I guess it's one of those where it's just like, I don't really make music for anyone else, you know? Like, I make music for the people that, I just like making music, like, for me. Like, even if I wasn't getting living off of this, I'd probably still make music, you know? So, I guess when I make music, for me, it's hard. Like, I don't know if you listen to some of my songs, like, it's hard to picture, like, other artists on them sometimes, you know? Like, so, I don't know. It's just, I have to, like, go in the studio and put in the effort to make a song to get someone on it type shit. So, yeah.
So, doing this project with Boy Wonder, when you're saying you're waiting for a couple of features and stuff, like, was that more, was he like, yo, Killy, let's do this? Or was it a joint thing? Or, like, how did...
Yeah, it's a joint thing. It's a Killy and Boy Wonder album. Like, we're both artists on the album. So, he has, like, as much say as I do, like, with everything. You know, if he doesn't like something, if I don't like something, you know, we work together and fix it or change it or whatever we have to do, you know? So, yeah. And then, boom, he's using, like, he's Boy Wonder. So, you know, he has a lot of connections. He has... like everything, so he's just definitely advising me and guiding me. You know, he's been in this way longer than me. So, yeah.
What was like the one thing that you learned from working with him? Like, what's the most significant thing that you picked up that you're probably going to apply to what you do on a day to day, or when you're next time in the studio or doing a project?
Just have fun, like enjoy it. You know, like we're trying to make records and we're trying to go crazy, but at the end of the day, like it should be fun, you know. That's like one thing I feel like a lot of artists, well, actually I don't know a lot of artists, but just me, like I'm like such a perfectionist, you know. So I don't know, the way I be working sometimes, it's not like it's a work thing, it's not fun, like, but you have to just always remember to stay grounded and enjoy it. Like at the end of the day, it's a blessing, right? So you just have to remember that.
Okay. You've been to the UK a few times, been back and forth, done shows out there, tore it up. Is there any other artist that you're feeling out there?
Yeah, Central C's going crazy right now.
Right.
Central C is crazy right now. I fuck with him. Killstreak 2, the project that I just dropped, AJ Tracy, is going to be a feature, or is a feature, depending when this comes out. And, yeah, I fuck with a lot of UK artists. Fredo, I listen to a lot of Fredo. Digga D. Yeah, there's bare artists over there. I've been listening to UK scene from like early, like from the 6-7 days, like yeah. Early drill, like. So I don't know. I fuck with the UK scene over there. Okay. SL too. Fuck with SL. All
right. Is there anything that pops off in the clubs from the UK in Toronto? Is there anything? Well, it's been quite... I know we've been on lockdown for a minute, but...
Yeah.
Is there anything that's made its mark outside of collaborating with Drake? Is there anything that's like got a life of its own from the UK?
I don't know, still. All I know is when I was a kid, K-Coke in Toronto was the guy.
K-Coke?
Yeah. Like when we were young... Like, everyone knew his freestyles on, I forget. Well, his YouTube freestyles and, like, YouTube, the bars, like, everyone knew those, you know?
Wow.
So, but about recently, I don't know. Like, I haven't even, Canada's been on lockdown for, like, 2 years now, fam. It's pretty fucked. So, like, I couldn't tell you about that. Still, like, I can't tell you about that.
How were you able to maintain, like, while you was on lockdown? Because I know different people handled it differently, like, but did it affect you, like, or did you just go and record and tap in?
Yeah, I was just recording, brother. Like, to be honest, even me, I'm not, like, I don't go out too tough or whatever, but, so I'm fine in lockdown, like, I'm fine just linking my peoples, making my music, you know, living my life. It didn't really affect me too tough. But, yeah, I mean, in Canada, it's, like, a lot worse than the States, right? So, I was living in L.A. when it first started. And then, to finish the Wonder thing, I came back to Toronto to finish that up. But over here in Canada, yeah, it's way more strict. Like, sometimes they have curfews and stuff. So, it's a little different, but at the end of the day, it's soft for me, you know?
I bet you can't wait to get back outside and just do some shows, right? Just go on.
Yeah, that's what I forgot. That's the only thing that's like fucking with me. It's like I miss touring, you know? That's the fun part. Like the fun part is making music and then performing, right? So I miss touring and stuff. But hopefully I have a European tour booked in September. So God willing, you know, everything goes right and I'm able to perform.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Man. Well, yeah. Yo, listen, appreciate you taking the time out for this, man. It's like, and it, you know, like when you came to London, we didn't even get a chance to talk properly because I know your schedule is crazy. So,
yeah.
It's dope to be able to do this, you know, and just connect.
No, next time I'm out there, like I said, I have a European tour in September. Hopefully everything goes through and then we can lock in over there. That'll be fire.
Yeah. Just tap in and do my show. Like, yeah, like just keep doing your thing, man. I can't wait to hear this project with you and Boy Wonder. Seriously, that's gonna be exciting.
Trust me, it'll be the first one to get it. When it's done, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, cool, man. That's
I appreciate you for having me.
Nah, it's cool, man. It's cool, man. Anytime. All right, well, listen, you stay safe, yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right, it's cool, man. All right. My name's DJ Semtex. Listen, I've got to give a big shout out to Killy. Shout out to his whole team. Shout out to Chanel for making that happen. Right now, I got the boss, I've got the exec producer, I've got the person who makes sure this sounds right in the key of what's going on, man.
Sam, what's going on? By the way, love this episode as always. And I'm still in Ghana, so hey.
You're still on holiday.
No. It's not a holiday.
okay. Hey, so listen, Killy is doing a lot of things out here. He's got a lot happening. Like when we did the arrival show with him a couple of years ago, right here in London, it was crazy. Like it was like a total turn up. Some of the footage is online from that. But what are you saying? Like, what do you think about the whole rap scene coming out of Toronto right now?
You know what? I think it's really exciting. And you know what? What I like about him, and I want to ask you this question, is like, because obviously you did the arrival show with him and then you're catching up with him a couple of years later, like what's it been like seeing his growth, obviously from the UK to Canada? But I'm excited, and I think some of the stuff that he was sharing with you about what he's got coming up, it's like you know what, he's coming with it. Like he should be in the UK like ASAP, as soon as he's allowed to be.
Yeah, he's just getting started, I think. You know, he's one of them guys who was doing it independently for a minute. He's teamed up with a major label and everything. And I think he's one of them guys who is just, you know, like, you know, like they say that one fan a day thing, or one fan at a time. I think he's doing thousands at a time. But in terms of what he's doing, is doing at his own pace. I think the project with Boy Wonder's really, really going to put him on the map. I think that's going to be life-changing for him. And I think it's going to bring a total different audience to him. I'm really excited about that. I want to see what happens with that. So, stop.
I know. Apparently you're getting the exclusive listen. So, I'm sure you already kind of know what it sounds like. So,
yeah. Not yet. But as soon as I get it, definitely. You know what, these things, though, it's like, it's a privilege to be able to hear stuff early. But you're not allowed to talk about it. Like, it's done in, you know, in trust, or sometimes you just blatantly get told, yeah, don't tweet about it, don't post about it, don't mention this, don't do that. And that was the case with the DMX album. When I heard that, like, earlier this week before it came out, it was like, it's a bit, I don't know, it gets a bit, sometimes I'm like, I'd rather not hear it, you know what I mean?
So you can kind of, on Friday, when you can see everyone talking about it, you're getting that experience first. But don't you feel like by the time it comes to Friday, you've listened to the project a few times and you can like have a more like a better perspective? Because sometimes I think people listen to a project once, and it's what we were talking about last week, is like listen to it once and they're like, oh, this is what I think. But I think you have to have time to let it sit, to like, it takes a good 3-4 listens at least.
Yeah, and I was on a Zoom with, I think it was like 100 other people listening to the DMX album, and it's cool because Swiss Beats was hosting it and everything, but it was a bit of a surreal experience. But like, this is the times that we're in now, you know, everything's changing, even the way that we listen to music and everything. But rest in peace, DMX. That Exodus album's out now. Yo, what do you think of that?
You know what, I love it. I thought on first listen, there's some tracks where, you know, where you just go back and you're like, rewind, reload. But once again, I want to like sit with it. It's only been like a day and a bit that it's been out. But I want to know what you think to it, because obviously I know you were playing it on Friday. That's the opinion that everyone wants to know. So yeah, what do you think? What's the Semtex verdict?
I don't know, you know, because I don't know. You know the problem, I was saying this to someone earlier, shout out to Def Jeff, I was talking to him on DMs earlier. The problem with great artists, they're always getting measured to their earlier work. So, like, for instance, Nas is always, no matter what he brings out, yeah, but it's not as good as Illmatic. He's always getting that. And I think it's the bane of every great artist's life. But I think with what DMX did when he was alive was so powerful. I don't think anything I was going to hear would match up to that. That's no disrespect to DMX or to Swiss Beats or anything. But I just think that moment when you've been on the grind for years, you finally get put on those first few albums, that's, you're pouring your soul and your life into them projects. And I think for artists, that it's very difficult for them to match that. So I could talk about this Exodus album, you know, I could be like, yeah, it's great, and da 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 da. But if you're really, really asking me, if you really want me to give like a true opinion, I just think it's difficult for any artist who's been in the game for a minute to live up to their first few albums. So it's kind of like, you know, whatever they do, it's always, you know, it's going to be cool. It's always going to be cool. But, you know, it's just very, very difficult to live up to that. And I think DMX, he did so much. And I think he poured his soul into so many tracks within a short space of time that, I don't know, man. I don't think DMX could match DMX. Like, and yeah, that's my honest opinion. But it's good, you know. I like the fact you've got Jay-Z and Nas on the track again. You know, recently they teamed up for the DJ Khaled album, so it's like we've had two Jay and Nas collabos in the space of a couple of months. That's crazy. And I like the joint of Alicia Keys. I think that's a banger. I like what Nas has done on the album. I like what Swiss Beats has done. It's classic Swiss Beats. And, you know, rest in peace, DMX. I don't know. They needed to put it out, though. They definitely need to put this out now. So,
I think we needed it. And also that Lil Wayne feature as well. I love that.
Yeah, Lil Wayne's going in right now.
Really?
Nah, he is. It's like the last few things that he's been on, like what he did on the Khaled album is crazy. Like is absolutely crazy. So but yeah, make sure you check out the Exodus album. Hit me up on Twitter, let me know what you think, or hit me up in the DM, let me know what you think. And I just want to make it clear, I'm not dissing it, I'm not saying anything disrespectful about it. I'm just saying, as a fan though, as a fan of hip hop, you know, it's like Inspector Deck said on Triumph by Wu-Tang Clan, you know, diehard fans demand more. They always do. You know what I mean? No matter what you make, like, the hardcore fans are always going to be like, eh, I wanted more, kind of thing. So, but, you know, rest in peace, DMX. You know, it's a great tribute to his career, his legacy, and deepest condolences to his friends and family. And big up Swiss Beats, because he's gone at the project like a Spartan, man. The way he's produced it, finished it off, got it out there. He's doing all the promo. He's doing the big push on it. So total maximum respect to Swiss Beats. But, you know, make sure you check out that Killy mixtape, Killstreak 2, that's out right now. On the UK side of things, Bugsy Malone dropped an album. Retro V2 just dropped a brand new album as well. So it's a great time for music. Like, there's a lot happening out here.
What's think to the Retro album?
You know what? I haven't had a chance to study it, but you know, it's Veg V2 is a legend, isn't it? I'm gonna marinate on that this week. It's too much, man. It's too much music. It's like there's like 50 tracks came out this weekend.
So much music, and I feel like I've not even had time to like. So tomorrow I'm gonna literally new music. Friday I've got to catch up. But yeah, I like the Veg album. I listened to. I've had like the first listen. And there's a couple of tracks like on first listen that I was like, oh, I really like that. So yeah, same as you, want to listen to it for a few more times. And I feel like that's one thing everyone has to do, is like just listen to an album and just digest it. Because by the fifth listen, you've got like different favorites, and you hear different things in the music as well.
Yeah, it's deep, Well, look, I just want to say, yeah. Shout out to everybody who tapped into the Pooh Shiesty podcast. It's doing a lot out here.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
you know, like
you perfected it though.
I could do it anyway. Just put me on the spot.
You want too much pressure from Pooh Shiesty.
Yeah, it was dead. Listen, man, and that guy tells you to do on the spot. It was. I didn't expect it. It was a lot. But you know, I'm just letting you know. I'm ready to do it anytime now.
Okay. Next time you two catch up, that's how you should greet him when he comes to London. That should be the first thing you say to him.
Hey, and if this is the first time you checked out the podcast, make sure you check out some of the early episodes. Chuck D, French Montana, Busta Rhymes, JPEG Mafia, obviously Pooh Shiesty, Duke Juice, Princess Nokia, Fouché, and we've got loads and loads and loads of guests lined up for the rest of the year. And next week, make sure you watch out for Peter Rosenberg. I'm going to be catching up with him. That's going to be a long one. We've got a lot to talk about. Looking forward to that. But Nikita, how's things in Ghana?
I'm extending my stay, so they're good.
Of course you are.
I'm extending my stay. No, things are good. You know what? I feel like settled. I feel like I need this first week to settle in and get used to things. And you know what I mean? And get around and understand how things are. But yeah, it's, you know what? It's hot. It's warm. It's sunny. And that to me is like enough. So everything else to that is an addition.
Yeah, you're busy, yeah?
Oh, very busy. Liz, come on now. I know you think I'm out here on my jollies, but there's work happening.
Yeah, okay. All right. So we talked about some of the artists last week. Like you know, you've been out there longer now. You've been in the clubs. You've been in the bars. Like, you've been in the studios. Like, who's popping in Ghana? Who's the hottest rapper in Ghana right now?
I ask this question all the time, by the way, whilst I'm here. And you get, like, different answers. And I think we spoke about last week, like, the Ghanaian drill scene and, like, Yar Tog and what's happening there and, like, these artists from Kumasi. And I'm learning all about this now a bit more, as you can tell. But then you've got people say, obviously, like, if you think about, like, overall, Sarko Dia's name comes up all the time. And I think that's a person that always comes up in conversation. But, like, you know, the more you go out, you find that there's different sounds and different, you know what I mean? When you go out, it's like on the dance floor, when the DJs are playing, you're going through this journey in different genres, different sounds. Like, I think I mentioned it to you before, like the Amapiano sound, which, like, last year I was saying, oh, it's like amazing. But being here, oh my gosh, you're sucked into it on a whole nother level. So last week, Major League from South Africa did a DJ set here, and DJ Maparisa, and I know you know DJ Maparisa, you've got to tell the story of how you first met in a minute, and Uncle Vinny, that they did an amazing show. And then over the last week, I've just been really, like, even though I listened to it before, but listening to what's popping in the clubs, like, you know, it's amazing. And then, you know, I can't say too much, but like, some of the stuff that we've been working on out here is incredible when you hear the sounds that are coming through. One track that is popping off is King Promise, Slow Down. Literally, wherever you go, you hear it. Wherever you go.
But who's the number one rapper in Ghana? You're out there, you're in the clubs, you're in the studios. Like, you know what I mean? Just right now, who's the number one? Like, you know.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to say, whenever I ask that question, people, okay, a few names come up, but I think it always goes back to Sarko Dia. And it's one of those things, it's like, you know, when someone's so respected and whatever he drops, people are excited for it. I feel like his name always comes up in conversation.
Okay, that's so diplomatic. In your opinion, who is the number one rapper in Ghana right now?
I think Keep Your Eyes on Yar Tog. I think that's the one you've got to keep your eyes on. Definitely, 1,000%.
So he's the number one rapper in Ghana right now.
Man, this is pressure, you know.
Yar Tog, that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Sarko D?
Yeah.
Anyone else? Any other contender?
Yeah, Kwesi, Joey B. Like, there's so many. Like, this is the thing. Like, I feel like there's so much talent here that pinning it down. And you know me, I don't even like top threes, top fives. Great music is great music, Sam. There's a lot of great music here.
You sound like
from a lot of great artists.
You sound like such a hippie, man. That's such a hippie thing to say. Like, yo, man, it's just, everyone's great. Can we all just get along?
Goodbyes only. Goodbyes only. I'm in the sun.
Okay. All right. Well, look, you know, I'm going to leave you to get on with your holiday.
Definitely not a holiday. Definitely not a holiday.
All right, shout out to everybody who taps in. Shout out to everybody who subscribed. Make sure you check us out every Monday, 6 a.m. UK time. New podcast. And the next episode is going to be joined by my guy, Peter Rosenberg. Make sure you tap in.